This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware, listen at your own risk.
There comes a time when we go beyond masterpiece. Today is that day. Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, V-Lord GTZ, and with me, I have my regular pal and occasional co-host, Laser Kid.
Set your soul ablaze.
You know, the last episode, we were saying, man, these are the best episodes of Demon Slayer ever.
They were. They
were. Got your animation.
But then these episodes happened.
Yeah, like, I was expecting good things from the rest of this arc.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's Yuffa Table, it's Demon Slayer, Entertainment District, all the things that you love.
It's the perfect lineup. You couldn't ask for better.
Yeah, but oh my god.
Wow.
They blew away all my expectations here. I was left speechless after these episodes.
Really impressive. I can't even imagine the anime-only people, you guys who are watching this without having read the manga. Man, you guys got to eat real good. I mean, I got to eat good, and I've read the manga, and it was still amazing!
The anime-only's got the definitive experience here.
Oh, 100%. I don't say that. Okay, I'm not like you, where I'm like, the manga is better all the time, but I don't always say the anime is better, but in this case, oh yes, it is.
Yeah. I mean, today we're talking about episodes 8 and 9 of Demon Slayer Entertainment District arc, which adapted, give or take, let's say, like, chapters 87 to the beginning of chapter 92, which isn't a lot of material, but that's where this episode really triumphs. That anime original content, oh my god.
Oh, wow, absolutely. Tondra did the shoop to whoosh.
he did, he really did.
I say that jokingly to back reference, but like legitimately, the action in this episode, oh my god.
It's insane, especially the stuff between Uzu and Gyutaro. Oh my god, the way they animate Gyutaro's like demon blood art techniques.
So good.
I was like, is this a film? Am I watching a film here? Like,
you know, they could make a movie of it.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like Heaven's Feel 3. It started looking like Heaven's Feel 3, which I consider like Yuffa Table's like best animated thing.
Mugen Train? What's Mugen Train?
Yeah, I mean, this, I'm going to be honest here. This blows the water out of Mugen Train.
It does. And
Mugen Train in the dumpster now.
Where it belongs after we had to review it 5 times.
No, everything bad happened on that train.
Everything bad happened on the train. But legitimately, I like Mugen Train, even though after time I ran out of things to say. But this is so good.
Yeah, and like, the flashbacks with Uzui, particularly what I think about with the anime original content.
Yes.
And the stuff that they really delved into about like talking more about Uzui's family, which, yeah, it's there in the manga. They kind of briefly mention, okay, yeah, he was part of an assassin, like, family that was very brutal and stuff. But we actually get to see more of that. We see him, like, going to his family grave, talking with his wives,
making that
promise with his wives to retire after they kill an upper rank.
That hit me real hard, knowing where things are going.
And, like, it really helps encapsulate how much he cares for these wives. They aren't just, like, some anime harem to him. They're, like, people that he genuinely considers his partners.
He is not Tenchi Muyo. He is Tengen Uzui.
Tenchi Slayer never Tenchi happening. Tenchi Slayer.
God. But no, like, legitimately, this goes a long way to prove his love for his wives is genuine, and I think that goes a long way with his character. Because there's going to be, and there has been, plenty of reaction to the fact that, you know, he has three wives. That's unusual. And I'm not going to touch the controversy with a 10-foot pole, because, no. But I think this goes a long way to prove this isn't some weird thing we need to be worried about. This is a real loving relationship going on.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's one of those things where, like, I feel the series initially throws out as a joke.
I agree, it probably
did. It turns into something, like, genuine. Like, for Uzui, it's like, it's not a harem, it's like a normal polyamorous relationship for him.
Yes.
And, like, oh man, when he screams out to go save, I forget her name, but the black-haired, wife that, gets, like, essentially strangled by, Gyutaro.
Yep.
Man!
Oh.
That hit me.
It was a really impactful moment. No pun intended, actually.
Yeah. Okay, it's a Hinatsuru. Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what scene you're talking about.
Wow. And, like, also the other stuff going outside of Uzui, the stuff with Tanjiro here, where he's coming to terms with, like, how can he use his breathing technique? Like, does he have to fully embrace sun breathing and the water breathing techniques? Or can he, like, form his own style? And I like how they also add that monologue of, like, wait, people have constantly diverge from these styles. It's not about, like, mastering solely this artwork one-to-one. It's about doing it in your own way that's best fitting towards your fighting abilities, which I find really cool.
Absolutely. Besides, it was awesome seeing the two together. I got some real Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan plus Kaioken vibes just from the look. But
yeah,
it's, and I'm making Dragon Ball reference here, but I'm not trying to denigrate either this or Dragon Ball, but it's really cool to see him take his two distinct styles, put together, and the way they animate that, oh my gosh, it really came out well.
But Laser, you mean Demon Slayer isn't just Dragon Ball with swords?
No. No, Demon Slayer is not Dragon Ball with swords. I say this as a man who loves Dragon Ball, but no!
Inosuke wasn't Oolong. He's not gonna wish for panties.
No. Nope. But no. That would be hilarious, but no.
Yeah, I think we can't forget about Inosuke and Zenitsu in this material, too.
Oh my gosh, Zenitsu being why I love him so much in this these episodes. Oh my god. Just to me, it's just like, apologize for what you've done. And I'm like, damn!
Yeah. Yeah, the Zenitsu moments, like, really remind me, hey, Zenitsu's not always kind of an annoying character. He can be very
It's moments good. Like these that make me love him, and then he does the other stuff, and people are like, why do you love him? I'm like, I can't remember. And then he does this, I'm like, that's why. This right here, I gotta frame this, put it on my wall. This is why I am a Zenitsu stan. This stuff right here.
I mean, to be fair, I feel like for the rest of the series, this is kind of what he's like.
He kinda is, but, you know, character growth.
Yeah. And man, Inosuke, the OG, the MVP.
Oh, man. Inosuke is amazing here as well, absolutely.
Bro, when he sawed off Daki's head, I was like, man,
this
is amazing.
That was so well animated. Oh my gosh, I'm just like, oh man, he's chainsawing that.
We don't need Chainsaw Man anymore, we need Inosuke Man.
We need Inosuke Man! Inosuke Man, Chainsaw Man, crossover when?
Denji's just gonna, like, start putting on a boar head.
Power's just gonna look at me like, what? Actually, I think Inosuke and Power would be terrifying together because they have similar mindset.
Oh, no.
Power and Inosuke gotta get team up. It's gonna happen. Just you wait.
It does. It has to happen. Well, I mean, like, it's hard for me to describe a lot of, like, these episodes because so much of it's action. And it's really about, like, just taking it all in.
It really is. That's kind of why I made my shoot the whoop joke, but, you know. Whoosh kadoosh. I'm sorry. I've been doing somebody else's joke. Whoosh kadoosh. I have to do it correctly.
Yeah, I need to copyright whoosh kadoosh.
I need to copy. Yeah, whoosh kadoosh. Copyright LaserKid 2022. But legitimately, action in these episodes isn't just, oh, hey, look, it's cool action. No. This action, I'm legit almost going to go to the point of calling it art because it is so well animated, so well presented, so well framed.
I mean, all animation is technically art, though.
Well, okay. Yes, that's true. I'm just saying that this was like an elevated level is what I'm trying to get at. This was so well done.
Yeah, I agree. And, like, I really love the stopping points for these episodes, too. Especially, like, episode 9. Like, if you're an anime-only fan watching this, like, that's gotta be a brutal cliffhanger.
I had a friend who is an anime-only who called me out of the blue when this episode came out and literally just told me, F cliffhangers. And I'm just sitting here laughing.
Yeah, no, like, one of my buddies in college, he was talking about the episode with me last night. I'm like, oh, man, yeah, that's a place to end off for sure if you don't know what's going to happen. Because, like, you have Uzui on the ground looking like he's dead.
Yeah.
Inosuke's just been stabbed. Tanjiro's falling off a building.
Zenitsu's kind of gotten a blast. Yeah, this is a... Yeah.
It's like everything that could have possibly went wrong has went wrong.
It's, everything bad happened in the entertainment district.
Apparently.
I mean,
maybe this is why we were trapped on Mugen Train.
We were trapped on Mugen Train to save us from this! But no, like, legitimately, it does not look good. And, I made my Set Your Heart Ablaze joke because when my friend asked me, you know, what's going to happen? He's like, what's going to happen? Is everything going to be okay? My response to all of you, if you want to know what's going to happen, set your soul. What does that mean? You tell me.
Yeah. But, like, I'm not, like, anxious for the next episode. I'm usually very good with waiting for anime episodes, especially since I suck at watching anime nowadays. But, man, I'm really curious to see how they animate the final two episodes of this arc.
Oh, God.
With the level of animation we're getting in this part, imagine the final scene of this fight. I know, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh,
here,
I
Laser.
Know what you're talking
that,
about.
That scene. Finishing scene.
It's going to be a thing of beauty. I'm very much looking forward to seeing how they handle this. I almost wonder if it's because it's a shorter season they're able to do this much. Because, I mean, really, most of the season was just, you know, redone animation.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, I think it depends, like, I don't know how early they started production on season two. Because, yeah, I mean, I think part of the benefit of having those recuts of Mugen Train was definitely that it gave them more time to probably work on this. But I wonder how tight the schedule was compared to season one. Because, like,
yeah,
the level of animation here is far and above anything we saw in Season 1 or in Mugen Train.
I completely agree with you, and honestly, if we just get shorter seasons like this, they don't need to do too much filler other than to fill in details, which has been amazing. I'm happy to get, you know, 13 episodes every once in a while to make sure that it looks like this. Keep doing it this way.
Yeah, I mean, if we got, like, a season every year to year and a half, or even 2 years,
yeah,
I'd be perfectly happy if it's, like, this level of quality.
Same. I would love to see it stay here. This is amazing. And Demon Slayer certainly deserves it. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, I can't imagine what the final arc of Demon Slayer will look at like at this rate. Like,
it's gonna be something, man. That final arc is gonna be so fire.
Yeah, I mean, for people who don't know, like, the final arc has a lot of fights. And I mean, a lot of fights.
A ton of them. They come out of the woodwork.
And even the next arc after this, like, it has arguably one of the most important scenes in the entire series.
I would agree with you, and it's my favorite arc. This is a close second. Entertainment District arc is really, really good. I just really like Swordsman.
Yeah, Entertainment's definitely my favorite. And then after that's a toss-up probably between the Final Arc and Swordsmith. I think Final Arc probably does edge it out.
Final Arc is really, really good, but I have enough minor nitpicks to put it third.
Yeah, I mean, it has most of the problems that you'd expect from an ending.
Yes.
But we'll talk about that one day again. If you want to hear our actual full thoughts on that, we recorded an episode about that.
We actually already did when the manga hit.
Yeah. Go read the manga, folks.
Go read the manga, and then if you want to know our thoughts, go just watch that episode. It's up there.
There's, like, no reason not to read the manga. It's all on Shonen Jump, $2 a month.
$2 a month?
Hashtag not sponsored.
Literally, throw $2 at Shonen Jump, read the whole thing in a month. You could totally do it.
Yeah.
I read about half of it in, like, a day, because the vault got filled in, and I was so happy. And then I read a whole bunch.
And hey, you can read, like, 50-plus other series on there, too.
Yes, and I do it. It's great. Do what Laser Kid does. Read Shonen Jump.
And this is how we became sponsored by Viz.
Hey, at least we have one company that we haven't pissed off yet.
I mean, I like Viz. I have a good relationship with them.
I like Viz, actually, too. I'm just referring to some of the donks we've given. But no, I mean, Viz has been around since I was a kid watching anime, and I'm the old man here, so I like Viz.
Yeah, I mean, my first manga was Viz. It was like a Pokemon Adventures single issue.
Back in my day, they released a Fatal Fury movie! Yeah!
Now that's from Discotech.
Well, yeah, Discotech has it now because it's old. Oh, that was one of my firsts. Good old Fatal Fury the movie.
Yeah, I mean, do we have any other thoughts about this episode? Like, I'm not lying when it, like, just left me speechless both, like, mentally and, like, visually. It's like, I don't know what to say here. You have to watch it to really, like,
you really do have to watch it, but it is an experience. It will leave you floored. It did me. It did you. It's so good. If you haven't already watched it, well, I mean, why are you listening to us talk about it? But if you have, you know what we're talking about. They nailed it out of the park on this one.
Like, I don't think it's hyperbolic to say these are two of the best episodes of Demon Slayer so far.
I agree with you.
Like, episode 19 from season 1, we don't need you anymore.
We don't need you anymore.
It becomes that one Toy Story scene.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I guess if that's it, I guess we can call it a day.
I guess so. I mean, it really isn't a lot that we can say. It's really good, though.
Yeah, like I said before, you really have to see it to believe it. And I'm just thoroughly happy that one of the best arcs in Demon Slayer is getting the top-tier level treatment.
Amen.
And I'm only, like, sure the level of quality here is going to, like, continue at this level or elevate further for the final two episodes.
It almost has to.
Yeah, I mean, here's hoping.
Here's hoping.
But until then, Laser, where can people find you?
Well, people can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. You can find my Toonami-focused editorials on Toonami Faithful, and I sometimes appear on the Toonami Faithful podcast as well.
Awesome. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter at VLordGTZ, and then I write various things for all-comic.com as well as ToonamiFaithful.com, so check out my writing over there. And then I am on a number of podcasts, like the Dumb Weebs podcast at Dumb Weebs Pod, Oversoul Shaman King podcast at Shaman King Pod, Saturday Night Shaggy at Sat Night Shaggy, and then also the Toonami Faithful podcast at Toonami Podcast.
The V-Lord podcast universe continues, and I forgot the Dumb Weebs podcast again. I feel bad.
It's okay. We haven't had an episode in a while. Maybe we will soon, though, because there's a certain manga that might be, like, one of the best Viz releases ever that I really want to talk about.
Yes. May it be Dynamite?
Maybe. Possibly.
Possibly.
Now I'm just thinking of the Black Dynamite opening where it's like, Dynamite, Dynamite.
Dang it, you're right.
But yeah, as far as the Demon Slayer podcast goes, though, you can find that on Twitter at DSlayer Podcast, on Facebook at facebook.com/DemonSlayerPodcast, and on the Toonami Faithful website itself at ToonamiFaithful.com/DemonSlayerPodcast. And the podcast is on basically everything at this point, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So go look us up, subscribe, write us a review, rate us, all that good stuff, and just enjoy the episode. But that does it for this episode, so we will see you guys later.
Set your soul fleshily ablaze.